What is this website about? First, it's to show Christians of all ages that you don't have to be a pastor to share the gospel. And not only this, but the fact that you don't even have to be great at how you share the gospel. You're going to hear all kinds of imperfections, papers crumpling, or microphone feedback, or maybe even me stumbling on a word. Now, why didn't I edit all this stuff out? I mean, there's all kinds of software to do that. Because far too many Christians don't spread the gospel because they're worried about their image. I don't want to invite people over for a Bible study because my carpeting looks bad, or I don't want to speak to people because they might make fun of me. Look, Jesus allowed himself to be beaten, mocked, spit upon, and nailed to a cross. Does that sound like someone worried about what he looked like? Or rather, someone focused on accomplishing a mission? Quit worrying about your image and start worrying about his. Second purpose is to show people that you don't even have to be a Christian to know right and wrong. As the Bible says, the laws of God are written on everyone's heart. There is absolutely no excuse for what's going on today. Far too many people have put aside their common sense when it comes to immorality, some out of apathy, and I think others out of fear. The goal of this site is to give people an understanding of God's creation and his laws of morality, and that they are not open to man's interpretation. So, why is everything in audio form? Simple. Most people today have the attention span of a gnat. In the future, there'll be some written material, but for now, it's audio. And folks, it's definitely not PC, nor is it full of Bible verses. You know, when Jesus taught, he used parables, which basically is taking something familiar and using it as an example to explain a moral or common sense lesson in life. And it's the same thing here. So, why did I choose the photo that you see on the site? Because it included the earth, in which we are to go throughout and preach the gospel, and the sunlight, which has always symbolized God's radiance and glory. But why did I include the rainbow? Because the meaning of the rainbow has been twisted. First in the 60s by the heterosexual so-called free love movement, and today by the homosexual movement, into a symbol of sexual immorality. Its true meaning is to symbolize God's righteousness and his love for us. A love so great that he died for us. It's time to restore the true meaning of God's symbol in the hearts and minds of the people of this nation and the world. And it's time to once again acknowledge God's authority over his creation.